Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. As we continue our series, 18 Biblical Reasons Why Christians, Every Christian Should Be a Soul Winner, we pick it up with point 8. Our salvation experience is compelling us to win souls. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new." A light on a hill cannot be hid, and neither can a soul be silent that has experienced the saving grace of God. One cannot sit on a pin quietly, nor can we be quiet once we have had encountered the Son of God. You know, Andrew had to find Peter and tell him. Philip had to go tell his brother Nathaniel. And the Samaritan woman had to tell the whole city. Paul could not be quiet about it. Dear friend, if you really have met Jesus, you will have to tell someone about it. So the question is, have you met the Son of God? Our salvation experience compels us to win souls. Number 9, the nature of the gospel itself is requiring us to win souls. Romans 1:16 says this, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." The word gospel simply means good news. It is the good news of salvation from sin through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ. The gospel is the balm in Gilead. It is the remedy for the snake bite, the cure for sin's cancer. It is man's only hope. A lost, sin-sick, hell-bound world must have this message to be saved. Therefore, not to be giving out the gospel is to be guilty of the sin of selfishness. We should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the good news. Spread the good news. Number 10, hell is requesting us to win souls. Luke 16:27 says this, "The rich man cried, I pray thee, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Yes, think about it. Poor, lost, doomed souls in hell or crying and begging us to warn their loved ones on earth not to come there. There is no hope for them, but there might be a little satisfaction in their knowing that a loved one will not follow them to hell. Not to win souls or to be guilty of disappointing the damned in hell. Hell is requesting us to win souls because they're tormented in that place, and they don't want their loved ones to come there. Number 11 says, heaven is encouraging us to win souls. Luke 15:15 says this, "There is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." A camp meeting breaks out in heaven every time a sinner is won to the Savior. Can you imagine how anxious the saints in heaven and the angels, and just even Jesus, is for us to win souls? Rejoicing and shouting is taking place among the residents in heaven. Therefore, not to go soul winning is to be guilty of disappointing the heavenly host. Wow. I tell you, as a soul winner myself, going out every Saturday, when I see someone give their heart to Christ, my Lord, it is like snatching someone from the wicked one, and to see their light turn on in their life. Truly, as the Bible said, heaven is rejoicing over one lost sinner coming to Christ. Will you help us win souls? God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.